Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa gitna ng banta ng pagkalat ng coronavirus, tinanong natin ang mga Pinoy sa Australia kung sapat ba ang mga hakbang na ginagawa ng gobyerno upang makontrola ang pagkalat ng NCOV. Ito ang kanilang sagot.
Ayan, anong pangalan mo?
Hi, my name is Noriel and I live in Melbourne. I have 2 kids, age 2 years old and 4 months old.
Noriel, let's talk about coronavirus. Do you think our government is doing enough to address the spread of this virus?
Well, as you have mentioned before, they're canceling flights, no, na coming from China. Yeah. I think it's not a solution because if it happens to Australia and we all want to evacuate somewhere else in the world, and if other country does that, what's going to happen to us? You know, I think the best measure to do here is that allow flights and then quarantine all these people. Quarantine all the people and maybe they can study these people, what are the symptoms they're exhibiting, or when you quarantine them, you can study them, right? And from there, we can come up with a solution, what's best for everybody.
The thing is, according to research, the virus or the disease is very asymptomatic, so you wouldn't see it. So they're actually suggesting that, you know, when you come from a flight, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days. So do you think that's a solution? So people can, you know, take their, you know, be responsible enough.
Yeah, that is a solution, obviously. And I agree of quarantines and, you know, isolating these people instead of banning flight, because in history, you know, there are a lot of, like, for example, things that are happening around the world, and sometimes we need to evacuate to other places, and these countries are accepting us, you know. So if it happens to Australia, then I don't know.
Anong pangalan mo?
Ako si Mutia Gilas.
Ayan. Mutia, meron kang mga anak?
Meron. I've got 2 kids, 11-year-old daughter, and a baby, 10-month-old son.
Mutia, do you think that the government, yung Australian government natin, is doing enough to prevent the spread of the disease? So do you think tama yung mga measures dapat pagpaigtingin, or should we tighten the rules? Kailangan mag-cancel ng flights? What else can we do?
I think yung government natin dito sa Australia, kakabili kasi they were able to replicate the virus. So I think dito sa Melbourne yung unang na-replicate yung virus. So and then yung mga tests from around the world dito nila sinisend to ano. So I think we're advanced, and then we're yung talagang close yung ano ng government about this. This is very serious outbreak. So yes, I think Australia's ahead of it.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jabelle.
Can you tell me a little background of yourself? You're a uni student, right? What are you taking up?
Yeah, I'm studying uni on my 3rd year at the moment, Bachelor of Law at La Trobe. So that's very interesting. Besides that, I work part-time and, yeah, do stuff at church as well.
Oh, that's good. Okay, think our government is doing enough to address the problem?
Yeah, in my opinion, I've seen in the news as well that the Australian government is actually reaching out to the Australians in Wuhan right now. Yeah, who are Australian residents visiting China and they're stuck there. So they're trying to get them back or something like that.
Yeah,
and
transporting them to Christmas Island to be quarantined.
Ah, there you go. That's what it, which is insane. Like, I think we are so blessed to be living in Australia, or to be an Australian citizen in itself is such a blessing, because you have all perks like this. Like, you're going to see the government who'll stand up for you. Like, they may not get it right all the time, and obviously everyone has different opinions, but in my opinion, they're doing a good job with this situation right now.
Anong pangalan mo?
Ako si Geraldine.
Anong ginagawa mo, Geraldine? Anong job mo?
Community support.
Do you think, G, yung government natin, tama lang, sapat lang ang ginagawa nila para ma-address yung problema?
Siguro, kulang pa. Kasi they should, if they really don't want to spread that one, they should need to be strict on our immigration, yung airport natin, di ba? Para at least, kung alam nilang nanggagaling yung tao doon, they should protect it. They need to implement it na strict talaga. Stop the flights. Because in the Philippines, they're trying to do that one now. Kasi talaga in UK, when they find out that they have like 2, they stop from China, lahat ng mga flights nila pina-stop na nila.
Sa tingin mo, hindi ba yan discrimination para sa mga Chinese?
I think it's not discrimination, it's temporary resolutions because this is a global problem. Kahit yung UN, they already said, this is an action, yeah, emergency global crisis. So it's not a discrimination, it's just like you putting one person to a huge impact to the other people. So anong gagawin natin, di ba? That's the only solution. And perhaps Australian government is already helping the Australian citizen that nando sa China, di ba? They get the plans to bring them out and bring it to Christmas Island, but the government needs to protect us as well.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Dino.
Dino, can you give me a little background of yourself as well? What do you do? Where are you employed? Where are you working?
I'm currently employed at Melbourne Grammar, and I actually work in the kitchen, and I cook for boarders that are staying at a school.
So you work in the city, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So you travel every day?
Every day, Monday to Friday.
Do you think the government is doing enough to address the problem?
I'm sure our fearless leaders here in Australia, who are well aware of what is going on. We just have to trust in them, even though there are some people out there that don't believe in the government, that they're not taking enough measures, or they're not
doing enough
for the people here in Australia. But I'm sure they're aware that it's in a global scale, so meaning that they are taking every caution as much as possible, and anyway, it's all in over the news what is going on. So I think Australia is doing well, I guess, yeah. And I think from what I saw in the news was they have evacuated Australians from Wuhan, and that's a great step already for, you know, it's a brave step for them to getting them out of there, considering that that's where the source of the outbreak came from. So I believe, yeah, the Australian government has done very well. But as far as those people that have been gotten out there, I think they're in under quarantine. So yeah, I think they're doing pretty well, yeah, to keep us locals safe. Yeah, yeah. So well done to the Australian government.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.